And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Fear here and declare your independence of me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEAUT full studios of Freedoms with an S, Freedoms Phoenix, Freedoms Phoenix.com. Yep, you guys missed that, didn't you? Yeah, happy holidays. Did you guys have a good holiday? You should have had a good holiday. You know what? I'll tell you one thing. It was on PBS. PBS.org of Roku doing the kids in there watching, you know, I'm for kid TV, and it's the, you know, dinosaur train. You know, the dinosaurs are getting on the train going to the dinosaur. And it was three episodes of Winter Solstice. The Winter Solstice tree, the Winter Solstice gifts, the Winter Solstice North Pole trip, and the train, the Winter Solstice. I'm going, okay, I guess they get away with that. I'm just, oh man, they're just beating it out of them, which is fine, you know, whatever. You got government-funded television, what are you going to do? So I'm just, I can see it's a cultural thing, and it takes, you know, how many generations does it take to kind of make something a tradition? You know, they tried, you know, what was it, Kwanzaa? You know, it became a joke, you know. So on Saturday Night Live doing the Kwanzaa thing, or we have, but winter solstice, can't get away from the solstice thing. That is, you know, what are they, astro, man, is freaking the solstice. So then you got to explain that to people and so on and the grandkids. So now I'm going, all right, how do we segue into, you know, a cultural change for what we perceive to be the better? You know, who's impacted by what? Why? You know, these are interesting things, and it's going to help us with that. Michael Cole is a new activist that's come. Well, probably an old activist. You know, we're going to find out Michael's story. You know, Michael's been around for, we got graphics, Donna? Yeah, Michael's been around for a while. We're going to get his story. Michael, tell us how you came to, you show up at some of the events, go to the parties, you listen to the show, you're kind of here, yeah, you know, tell us.
I just come for the parties.
Yeah. You know, chicks. And your daughter, which is, she's a young woman. I thought she might have been your sister, your wife, or something. I mean, you know, how old is she?
She's 15, going to be 16 here soon.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You might have seen her when she was this tall back in the original Ron Paul campaigns. But
You in trouble.
Oh, man.
Indeed. Yeah, no, I have two beautiful daughters. I'm glad I had two. You know,
it's weird, isn't it? Weird?
Sons,
you're like
too.
Eyeballing them, you know, eye level. It's like, what?
Well, this is, you know, so tell me about your awakening, your activist. There's so much stuff coming up. I mean, we were just before the show talking. I mean, I see you're wearing a T-shirt that has like a sheep, you know, with holsters on the side and AK-47 draped around his neck. So I guess the sheeple's armed up. And, you know, of course, that's going to become a thing.
No,
and then education's a thing with you. You're putting some of the Stop Wars Home Educate signs up and everything. So tell me when you first started becoming aware of there was something wrong.
Well, I've got to give you credit. It's such a funny story. I mean, the beginnings of a lot of things that become a predominating theme in my life are the beginnings are always usually kind of a weird story. With that aspect of it, I think it was you having a meetup with the Breakfast Club. And there was something about, you know, infiltrating the Super Bowl with Ron Paul. And that year's when the Giants won it all. And I'm a big Giants fan. I'm like, huh? Super Bowl? Get in? Free? Really? How do we do that? And then I'm hearing about this Ron Paul guy. And I'm like, This is pretty cool. And we're going to launch balloons at the halftime Super Bowl.
Oh, so that's when you first heard about it?
Yeah, that was the genesis of it all. And then it was like, Ron Paul, and the Fed, what's that all about? You know, the money supply, what's that all about? And banking cartels, and then, man, it just was on from there, man. Seriously.
Well, I mean, what was your thought process before? I mean, what were you thinking? You weren't thinking? I mean, you're just kind of, my God, these guys are conspiracy truth tellers. I mean, what?
I had no idea about the, kind of like the financial end of it and, the politics. I mean, I'm a chiropractor, so you pretty much have to be halfway conspiratorial just to get through that. I mean, it's, definitely not as mainstream. It's probably more mainstream these days. But, no, I've always had a skeptical eye about, people in charge of things and really, who made you boss? Really, how did it get that way? So I've always kind of had that, question always in the back of my mind with, different groups, but never really applied it towards the government. I was never a big fan of it, but I was never really wow, it's just evil and immoral. So
evil and immoral. Okay, well, that's a good starting place, but I'm why did you even care?
You kind of get ticked off when you find out that you're having your pocket picked. I mean,
it's taxes.
Yeah,
that's what keeps Donna in line. told me where the sign at the thing, the end of the thing. I won't have anything to keep you libertarian, but she's real libertarian when it comes tax time.
Oh yeah, yeah, those definitely.
Bastards.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, God, how was it? That was bad. What was that? 07, and now it's what 15. So I mean, it's just been waves of learning and learning. I really haven't stopped since then. You just learn more and more. And then I have to admit, I mean, I guess at this point, I'm just full-blown anarchist at this point. So.
Yeah, compared to what? I mean, it's like none or what they got doing. It's easy choice. But how's it changed your life? You're raising your children. What about your wife? Is she in? She down with it?
My wife is going to be out there at Rio Salado in a shooting competition. So she's gotten to be quite the Second Amendment booster lately here. So yeah, she's down. I mean, I'm going faster than she does. And I'm always like, oh, listen to this. Check this out. What do you think about this?
This is a suggestion when people, they get motivated, they're starting to go on, they're going to get some, and you got some resources, you can put a little here, a little there, and do it, and I go, you got to pace yourself.
Yeah.
Financially, with your time, with your effort, with your focus, hit the root, and it's a culture thing. If you can get, something that really has a base fundamental down at the bottom, root of the grapevine kind of thing, you're a lot better off.
Yeah, I agree. And it's... You got to allocate your resources to what's going to make the biggest difference. I mean, I see these people, you've got... people making big stands at great peril to themselves, and it's like, if only your wife and kid knew about it, was it worth it? You really better get some bang for your buck if you're, really out there in the skinny branches of these things.
Yeah, I mean, well, what is the one thing that you're feeling comfortable about attacking? You're going, I want to, stop war signs.
Yeah, yeah.
You went out with your 15, 16-year-old daughter, and, that's a first, that's a big thing for a lot of people. I remember people shaking. I mean, literally, we had to have people go with, they'd come back after an hour, we couldn't find any place. We mean you couldn't find any place.
Yeah.
We'll send somebody with, and it was only after they get the first one, or... a policeman stops and they go, hey, you guys okay? We just want to make sure your car's not just abandoned, have a problem. No, we're just putting up signs. Oh, okay. And they go, holy crap, I didn't get shot or anything.
Yeah, yeah. I've always lived by the axiom, sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. So, what do you mean I can't? Oh, I didn't know. Oh, no, it's just fun. It's something that's, it's easy to do.
You a sign putter-upper during the Levolution?
Yeah, I was one of those, for sure. I had so many questions back then that are just kind of like getting answered now. I'm like, really? How come we're not making professional, nice, beautiful signs? Why are we spray painting these things?
Yeah, because it looks cooler.
Yeah.
Plus it's a lot cheaper. I mean, we did that. Yeah. Those signs that you put up, did I tell you how much they cost?
Like a buck and a half a piece, I heard you say on the other show. Yeah, that's perfect, man.
So there, I was kind of surprised it was that much.
Yeah.
I'm going, damn, really? that ink is not free. You get the same kind of, because it has such a surface area. But I mean, the setup is more, and a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you'd have somebody set all this stuff up, it'd be $1 billion.
Oh, right.
But we knew how to do it from 25 years ago. I did my first big screens back in 90.
Oh, man. I've got some interesting ideas. Some going forward, some Banksy type stuff.
Yeah!
Big giant things make you think.
Oh, see? There you are.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, rocking and rolling and whatnot here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. You know, the one thing is, you know, we had Christmas music, and we were doing, you know, the Christmas music thing, and I'm going, yeah, that's good, but Christmas is over. We're in the New Year's. Can we do a little bit of Christmas? It's not New Year's yet. You know, I go, so this is Christmas. You know, I'm glad it was a good year, but I tell you, the last few years, especially this year, it was kind of like, man, we better get the whole family together in the pictures, you know, because we may not, next year may not, you know. Everybody's got jobs. Everybody's kind of, you know, doing okay. They're not hungry. You know, nobody's living in, you know, the back, you know, in a tent in the backyard kind of. Well, Adam was here for a long time. But, you know, the, you know, and all of them, they're coming. So they may be coming back too, you know, but, which is fine. But for the holidays, I'm like, nah, just family. Everybody out by the 20th. Hit the road, Jack. Everybody's got to, you know, we're just doing the family thing, which I'm, and the reason was because Donna can only put up with so much stuff, you know,
hey, but she's a patient woman.
Yeah, she is. So the one thing, and great hostess too. So the one thing that we wanted to do is just make sure we got a lot of family time. Yeah, you know, everybody, we're OD. We're good for a good few months, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we're done. Well, we got some other stuff coming up that we'll be doing, but it's good to have family close and around, and just kind of make sure everybody's got their mind right. You know, that we all getting didn't even have to talk about it. Of course, they don't want to talk. Dad, no politics. Shut up. Hey, Dad, did you know about the? Ah, ha, ha, ha. See, you're starting the questions. You know, so this is it's it was really good. We had a good time. But as you've gone through this progression, you know, what is it that you've had to? Are you dragging your family, or are they, you know, inspire you, keeping it fun? I mean, how's been your activism going? And as you, I can smell it, you know, you're kind of easing into this activist thing because I can tell, you know, you start to see the impact once you start having some impact on your life and your friends, and then you see the cultural aspects of it. And then you go, or I could go down to the legislature and bitch at some legislators.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, we realize that doesn't make a difference. You know, to keep it fun, you know, I'm trying to be sensitive to other people's viewpoint where they're at. So, you know, I introduce it. I say, hey, honey, what do you think of this? You know what I mean? That's the way I couch things, you know. I want your opinion on this, you know, kind of a thing, rather than shoving it down your throat, which I have been prone to do historically, but
historically she's got a long list of,
yeah, you know, I'm like, you know, as opposed to like the task, but here's your reading list for the month, right, please, right. Have it completed by November 30th.
If you read all this, you'll think just like me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to be said, you know, create little mini me's. That's a little weird. So you know, weird. Yeah.
All right, so how have you been getting your information? I mean, you know, it's, you know, once you kind of did, it's the 07 Ron Paul thing, what's up, and then you start, once you go down the rabbit hole, you're going, damn, there's a fundamental something here going on.
It's like leapfrog. I go from here to there, there to here for a little while, but it's, I think, you know, your stuff in the beginning, and then now more so, but Richard Grove, that guy's a genius.
Absolutely.
Love that guy. I mean, a young guy, whistleblower, got shafted, and he makes it his life mission to find out the genesis and origin of all these problems going back to the...
You know who Richard Grove is?
Oh.
He's blowback to the machine. This is what happens when you piss us off. That's what happens.
Oh,
Richard Grove.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing, I don't know if you know, I have a practice in Quartzsite, so I go out there like once a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you got me kind of inspired on that one, too, because I remember you talking about your big Ron Paul campaign out there, and I think here's the exact phrase you said. It swells to like 200,000 people for like 4 months. I'm like... really? So I had a buddy of mine who went out there and started a practice and literally hung a shingle. And you almost never hear this in any kind of medical private practice, like hang your shingle out and, you know, the masses come streaming in. That's what everybody wants, but nobody ever gets out there. That's kind of what happened, you know, but it's starting to slow down now. But he hung out a shingle 15 years ago. But here's the funny thing. He took Medicare and they called him a fraud. They're like, there's no way you went from zero to, you know, 60 claims overnight. And he's like, it's quartzite. You don't understand. You know, it goes from like population 2,000 to, you know, 200,000. And because of all the zip codes from all over the country, you know how it is out there. It's all RVers descending upon one little place. They wouldn't pay him. And that's it. So he let it go. And he's a good friend of mine. I said, hey, do you mind?
They wouldn't pay him for what?
For Medicare. Sir, he's a chiropractor also. And he provided service to all the old senior citizens
who wouldn't
out
pay him?
There.
Oh, Medicare.
Medicare wouldn't pay him. They called him a fraud. They're like, nope, you can't. It's not possible. You know, their computers analyzed the they ran their computer programs and figured out statistical analysis that a guy doesn't start today and have 60 claims by the end of the week. Or
you do, you know, and you got 100,000 RVs
that show up overnight virtually. Yeah. So, you know.
Do you deal in cash?
What? Bullets, gold, silver, that works too. I got paid.
Damn you, Bitcoin.
I just got into that the other day.
Yeah, man, you get some old geezers in there making use of their smartphone, they can do some.
You'd be surprised. Some of them are pretty hip.
Well, let's get, you know, all right. We got Ed calling in. We got dude. Hey, Ed, how you doing, man?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, Ed's the sign putter upper, man. You, matter of fact, that's how you saw the signs, the Stop Wars Home Educate, and you're going, hey.
Yeah.
Can I get some of them?
Ed and I go way back. He was another one that really influenced me back in the day with the Ron Paul thing, the first go around. So I always thought, man, here's a guy. He's kind of out there, but man, what he's saying is not wrong. So what's up?
So Ed, how's the sign putting up and going?
Oh, what are you talking about? I've just seen a bunch of signs around town.
That's right. I have no idea. I am plausible Teflon deniability.
They're multiplying. It's like a virus.
They're around the airport, and they're along the light rail, and they're everywhere.
There you go. You know, one thing that Michael did is, in his family, they took the white and they colored it with, you know, red and blue Sharpies. You know, kind of that's how it looks on the Christmas card thing, you know, and you did that, and that worked out well.
It turns the head a little bit more.
Yeah, no, that looks nice, you know, but, you know, you need to have variety out there. It was perfect timing. Have you gotten anybody stop or anybody say anything to you, Ed, as you're putting them up with your sidearm on? But, I mean,
that's really astounding to me. When I was doing the Ron Paul thing, it didn't matter whether it was 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When I was putting something up, I was getting honks and honks and honks as I'm doing it. With these, nah, nothing. I one time I had somebody honk at me as I'm putting one up. That's it.
You know, the one thing they're going down. You know, I mean, you know, people that you put them up and they go down, you put them up and you go down and you're going, damn, it's like you were saying, you saw somebody going to get one. and I go, tell that story real quick, Ed.
I saw him at first. I was like, oh, cool. Who's in my neighborhood doing this? I got to find out who that is. You know, I don't know why it didn't jump into my mind. But anyway, I see this kid cutting one down. I'm like, what the hell? So I figure I'm going to go confront them and either say, hey, you know, cool sign, leave it up. Or, you know, what are you doing? And by the time I could cross the traffic, dude was gone already.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then I think you mentioned that, man, there's such a hot commodity that, you know, kids are
damn skippy. I went through this with the still voting V for Vendetta signs.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, at the end of the campaign, I went to go get them, and they were like, almost all of them were gone. Mm. And I found out later, you know, people were putting them in their garage and their dorm room and everything. They wanted them.
Yeah.
And you do Stop Wars, and you have these signs up, I guarantee somebody's saying, hell yeah, they want that bad boy. So, I don't think it's going to be, you know, people taking them down because they don't support it. They want it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What if the key to achieving liberty in your lifetime was to move together?
Next thing, you'll be seeing them on eBay for $200 a pop.
Man, don't laugh, man. I'll be selling the screen.
I was very tempted to pop post up on a corner and put a bunch of them out and see if I could sell some.
Why not?
You should do that. Just try it. For sale.
All right.
You know, for sale, make an offer. You know, oh, holy crap.
Go on.
I've had a lot of fun putting one up and then standing there with one for 5 or 10 minutes and doing my own sine waves. I've done sine waves all over the city.
Okay, now check this out. There was, when were they doing this? I had it on the tip of my tongue. It was, it was the Grapevine newspapers, okay? What they did is they printed up a bunch of these newspapers, like our newspaper, and they sold them in stacks of 50 to the homeless people for $15 or something.
I remember that.
So it was like, yeah, you remember the Grapevine? You know, they sold those to the homeless people. They covered their cost, plus they made a little bit. So it was like they were like 5 cents a piece, and they sold them for like 10, 20 cents a piece. It was something like that. The homeless guys bought them because they were selling them for an average of $2 to $5 that people would give them as donations, you know, to give out the Grapevine at the off ramps instead of, you know, please give me food and I'm starving and disabled vet if I don't have a job or something. They're actually selling these newspapers. Well, the man, like, hell no, because they were critical of the city government and doing kind of, so they did any and everything they could. You can beg for money, but you can't give a newspaper for money.
I did not know that.
Okay, so the homeless guys made money for the guys that made the Grapevine, the newspaper, and that was their distribution center, system, and they made money. People were more than happy to give them the money for this because it was had some good stuff in there. They like, nope, not allowed.
How did they shut that down?
Because at the time, there was the Arizona Republic and the Phoenix Gazette. The Phoenix Gazette was the afternoon paper. The Phoenix Gazette, you know, by late morning, they had guys out in vests doing the same thing. They were selling them. Well, because they were doing it, they had to make street vending of newspapers illegal as a city ordinance of whatever. So they went all over the valley and they said, it's illegal to sell anything. You can beg, but you can't sell. And, you know, but what about donations? No, they just arrested them. They just, you know, they just take these homeless guys down. They just, all they had to do is keep arresting a few of the big guys. And then, of course, they wouldn't buy the paper. They couldn't. And they were supporting themselves. They were getting apartments. They were, it was amazing. And the reason that we got a lot of speaking engagements is we did big half page ads in there for us running in 94 for political office. We were supporting the concept. This is how you have, like, homeless people have a job and you do, and they, the newspaper, and they go, nah, it's not approved of the kind of whatever we want said. You're out of the system. You're not monopolized of the Republic crap. And I'm going, really? Okay, does this tell us everything we need to know? So what does that make me think of? The same thing. We do the signs. We give them to people for $2. They sell them for 10 each. You know, I'll just keep making these things for freaking ever. So, and if you go out there and you can make bank on there and you'll sign for sale $10 or something, I'm like, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
You have a job. I'd just be your bitch supplier, man.
Stop creating value. Stop it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Hey, we got to get back. Thanks for calling in, Ed.
Sure.
All right, peace, brother.
Listen to LRN.FM on any phone, anytime. 213-493-0309. That's 213-493-0309.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
This is Christmas. What have you done?
Yeah, see, I can still do some Christmas. It's just a little bit first show after Christmas and Christmas music and John Lennon Christmas. You know, this is, I did not know this, that sign right behind me there. It says, war is over if you want it. Merry Christmas from, or Happy Christmas, what does it say? Yeah, Happy Christmas from John and Yoko. And that was a campaign that went worldwide in English-speaking areas, big billboards and everything. And the chorus behind it, the children going, war is over if you want it. I didn't know that.
What's their point? I don't get it. I heard you say it the other day. Like, what? Who's behind it and what's their agenda? Like, to brainwash you into saying it's already over?
No, no, no. It was a campaign with John Lennon and Yoko Ono. They're, you know, sleep in, peace, bed, kind of whatever.
Loving,
the thing. Yeah. This, if you watch, there is a movie called The U.S. versus John Lennon. It's a documentary. Charles Goyette and I went and saw it. You know, it was when we were working together. We went and saw it. And it's really well done. And the point was they wanted to deport him from, he had a home on Fifth Avenue, whatever, in Manhattan, whatever, across from Central Park. and Dakota, where Dakota, he got shot. Yeah. And so he's living here in America, and the 1972 presidential election cycle's coming. And it was he went big time anti-war. Hmm. And man, oh, hell no, you can't. And the Empire of Lies, telling the truth is like you get shot. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's doing this anti-war thing, and they were doing everything they could to get rid of him. They were afraid that he was going to be at the conventions of the people will rise up. And that's why the celebrity, if you're not for the man, well, you're not
against
for
the man.
Yeah, you're against you first or against us, that kind of thing. Mm. We need some Britney Spears. I think we should just trust our president, you know. So that wasn't John Lennon, and certainly not Yoko. What they did, what made them, you know, kind of symbiotic relationship was Yoko was a performance artist. That's why they always, you know, in the sheet or they're doing some funk made you look. It's all about made you look. Mm-hmm. We do whatever it is that we want. But we want to, yeah, that's all very interesting. You want to come talk to me. You talk to the sheet, you know, made you look. Because then you got to print what we say. Okay. So it was all performance art. So this war is over. And then small print, if you want it. Happy Christmas from John and Yoko. That was billboards that went all over the world.
Hmm.
They were all over the place. If you know, I can go ahead and just, I'll pull it up here on the screen for those on the video, and you'll see what I mean. And I go up here, war is over. And just do an image search. You see that?
Hmm.
There's all these billboards all over the world, in English speaking, they were everywhere.
Hmm.
So this is, you know, just, you're looking at these graphics, it was a big, headlines, you know, of newspapers, it was just, and they, man, what the hell, we need to get rid of this guy. It was performance art.
Hmm.
So then that's why I do what I do. It's made you look, made you think, set an icon, had, you know, people get to express themselves, and people doing exactly what you and your family did.
Hmm.
Give me some of these signs, want to go put them up. Why? Because you got the spirit of John Lennon in you. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
See my point?
I wasn't sure he was legit. So he is. You give him the thumbs up on
activism.
Oh,
yeah. Go on. U.S. versus John Lennon, and you'll see.
COINTELPRO, he was legit.
He was a threat.
Mm.
Big time threat.
Mm.
You know, and they do any and everything they can to try and, you know, he's a threat.
Mm.
See, the big problem was they came over to the U.S., and I remember they landed the plane, and they said something like, yeah, we're more popular than Jesus.
Oh, yeah. People flipped on that.
They freak out, you know? Yeah. Well, the thing is that, you know, now they're trying to make Santa Claus more popular than Jesus. They're trying to make anything more popular than Jesus. You know, freaking Teletubbies more popular than Jesus. I mean, they're making the effort. You know, it's winter solstice, you know? So I'm not sure. The man, whatever serves their ends and purposes, and the one thing that doesn't is to expose the truth. It's just the empire.
Who is the man? Have you figured that out
they,
yet?
They, them, those. Yeah, absolutely.
They, them, those.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do we...
There are those that just won't be left alone, and those that just won't leave it alone.
Exactly.
You think it's more complicated? Everyone wants to get all about how complicated it is. I'm going, look, are you Klingons or Vulcans?
Boy, it's like Richard Groves got it dialed in, doesn't he? I mean, do you agree with his analysis on these things?
Which one?
Oh, my God. It just goes so deep. The tentacles are, like, everywhere.
Yeah, no, I mean, how can you not? I mean, you know, Richard, he doesn't make any kind of claim. He just, like... Look, this is their own words.
Yeah, they wrote their own books that nobody bought. And
yeah, they're like proud of it.
A guy like Richard finds them somewhere.
He's like, damn, and I read them. You know, there was another guy. You ever hear in the interviews that I did with Chris Duane, Silver Shield?
I know him, his work well. Put it that way.
Okay.
I don't know him well.
So,
but yeah, I know. Very familiar
see,
with his stuff.
How he came to my attention is there was a lot of, you know, Ernie phrases in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going, yeah, we're on the same path, or he's been listening to the show, one or the other, you know. And I'm going, yeah, cool. So I have him on. I go, you and Richard have been reading the same books.
Huh.
Chris immersed himself in a lot of these books. God, man, they sit there and told us what they were going to do. That's what Richard did.
Hmm.
So I put them together one time. We had them on a show, you know, both of them. So you can imagine that was entertainment. And they're off.
Huh.
There's a lot of people like that. What I'm seeing, the reason that you hear me going on so much about the distributed internet and communication without, you know, them being able to flip off the switch or the, you know, the Alexa ratings, you know, or the Google analytic of the whatever gets searched of the yada, yada, yada. And at the end of this last year, just a week or two ago, Lou Rockwell came out. He goes, man, they're dialing us down. 40 million page views a month, and now they're just, you know, it's like half. They're cranking it and doing everything they can so that no matter what it is that you're looking for and how it works, they're dialing you down.
Mm.
This is one thing, as a policy, when we put the headlines up, it's exactly the headline without editing of whatever link that we're sending out to. This is what they said. On Lou Rockwell, they don't do that. On Lou Rockwell, you'll see it's probably a clearer headline of what it's about because the author will put some esoteric kind of means something representative. What the hell is he talking about? So Lou changes the headline on the front page.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to the actual article and they'll show what the real headline was and, you know, what the article is. So he changes that headline. Well, that gets past the Google search engines as being, it's not just a copy or a link to something like an aggregator. Right. It's like original title.
Mm.
So that kind of changed it. So he had higher ratings. Well, I could have made a, you know, number decision to do that. And, you know, nah, I'm not playing their game. I'm thinking into the future.
Mm-hmm.
When we have our own internet, our own infrastructure, our own peer-to-peer, our own BitTor, made, save, descent, Alexander, whatever the hell is coming, and our own satellite, our own, that, to where none of that matters anymore. It's going to be our own algorithms, our own way of searching.
So, what can I do to help?
I'm
for that.
How big is that checkbook? We've been setting it up. We've been doing it. You know, it's work. I'm just trying to be. I was worried that I wasn't going to be ready in time, and it looks like we're going to be okay. You know, we're doing, all the guys are doing, but it's such a labor of obligation, love for your fellow man, just generation network. I mean, you know, those good people such as yourself just do this kind of thing.
It's large. It's just so big and deep, you know, and it just requires, you know, a little effort from a lot of people, you know.
Well, what do you think that you're in for? See, they can consume you.
Yeah.
Once you start having some impact, you get some positive feedback, you know, the rat gets a little pleasure sensor when he hits a little, you know, lever thing as he gets his little pellet or something, you know, he'll go across the electricity, get to the other one, do it again. I mean, actual experiments like that until you're just freaking dead.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm wondering, you know, where's your regulator?
That's a very good question. I'm in one of those contemplative periods in life going, you know, at the fork of the road. Like, I'm, you know, do I put a guy in charge of my practice, let that spin off a little bit each month and go do some, you know, meaningful things like this? Or, you know, I'm contemplating some moves like that. You know, I get by, you know, not, you know, getting wealthy over here, but, you know, I definitely want to put more effort into this kind of thing because it makes a difference. That's
yes,
the thing.
It
makes a difference. And, you know, I like the gorilla aspect of it, you know?
You know, there's some, I tell you, you know, there's a lot of suggestions. You find, we got resources. That's what Freedom's Feed the Infrastructure was all about, was for exactly this kind of.
Yeah, honestly, in my opinion, I think it's underutilized. So to know what's available, I think we can.
We've been setting up infrastructure.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the years has already happened.
This is your Robertson Roberts Brokerage Daily Precious Metals Update. In early trading on Tuesday, gold is $5 higher at $1,071 per ounce. Silver is 8 cents higher at $14.08 per ounce. Bitcoin is trading at $422. Our offices are closed this week for year-end processes and to enjoy the holidays, but you can still shop our online store at rrbi.co for some of the best deals you'll find on silver and gold. rrbi.co.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
I feel like I'm slipping into the Twilight Zone. Oh, you know, this is I'm showing Michael, you know, he's I want to get involved, I want this, I want that, and I'm going, I know. There's guys just like, I know, I was you, I know. So what we did is that I was showing them all the special edition capacities and different things that we do on Freedom's Phoenix was set up for people just like Michael. There was someone that was serious about doing something. You know, I just don't have the infrastructure. I don't have the, I get a domain, and within a half a day, it's all formatted and set up. You have your own database, your own subscribers. You get to run your own banner ads. You get to have your own editorial staff and who got them paste, done. Mm. Go.
Impressive.
You know, it was set up that way for that reason.
Who's your computer guru doing all that, or is it you?
Well, it was for, 8-9 years. It was Tiger Gilbert, just a good friend that, you know, knew how to make web pages and learn PHP or whatever it was, and he just built everything. Mm. But he wasn't, you know, he's older than me. He's 60-something. You know, he was an early web page guy. Can you, well, it'd be kind of hard, and you'd have that. I go, look, man, is this a class? I just need to know. Either you can or you can't. Well, yeah, but I go, then do it. I don't want to talk about it. That's you know? And it just became spaghetti code, but it worked. And then you get guys like Derek Slopey, that is a good activist, and you know, he's not a volunteer anymore. I mean, you know, he got him on staff, but he's in Maine. So he does all, he's cleaning it up now. He's doing the, you know, I can't believe you have your database set up like this. I can't believe you're vulnerable.
I need a guy who knows that kind of stuff, who thinks like we do, to do some website work on mine. I have almost nothing going on with my business website there. And I just don't trust anybody. They all tell you they can do this, this, and this, and then they BS you and take your money. And then
There are guys that can, well, that's exactly what's like Tim Fry from Roberts and Roberts. They spend gazillions of dollars having people doing it. And then, and Derek's going to be, you know, off for a little bit, Ernie, because he's going to fix my crap, damn it. You know, that kind of thing. So there's, and he does a lot of stuff for Ross Ulbricht's campaign. They do a different thing. He created Fiend Phone, which is a software kind of like Skype, but, you know, high quality radio that you can transmit, you know, around. It's just, you know, there's a lot of things.
A computer brain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you trust him. I mean, that's the main thing is trust, you know?
Yeah,
everybody and their brother tells you they can do this, this, and this.
Yeah, but
you're
because
like,
he's so trustworthy, he has so many people in demand of his time.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, hey, man, don't forget about me. Damn it.
Right.
You know?
Makes sense.
But the, so this is what we're getting this stuff done behind, you know, behind the scenes is the infrastructure. My big goal for him, past year and a half, I go, we need to be ready for the next wave of communication. Mm. And it's going to be extraction from DARPA's internet, from the Department of Defense, from the government and the man. Mm. I go, we have to be able to have ones and zeros that we can transmit using another method and a way to communicate, and they can't censor or take down and video and it never going away.
Let me ask you something. You know, you're on an airplane, you sit next to somebody you don't know, and you're going to, you know, give them the 5-minute elevator speech. Where do you direct them besides your webpage? I know that would be the first place because it's such a great resource, but like, what are some of the things you like to, like, you know, I know you have Ken Schooland on here soon. That's what I tell people to go to. Philosophy of Liberty. Check it out. YouTube, whatever. Yeah. I mean, what are your go-to?
That's a good one because we, that's in a lot of languages, too.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing is I'll hand him my card. Mm. You know, it's, you know, kind of whatever. But and I warn him. I go, look, this is not necessarily a libertarian, freedom-oriented side. I mean, it is. But it's a wide radar screen. Mm. You'll have all the bad guys saying all the bad stuff and doing the bad. Why the hell would they put that? You got to know what the hell they're doing, you know? And but the big thing, and I did this when I was like on Air America. Mm. I mean, you know, it's, I had the crowd, okay? They're getting, I'm their token libertarian on the weekend kind of thing, you know, while I was producing for Charles. And I go, look, I put my hand on your shoulder and I ask you one question. Whose life is this?
Mm.
That's it. Well, Oh, it's mine. Okay, well, welcome to anarchy, man. I mean, you know, peace. Now, what? You know, they, of course, they go, what about, what about, what about? Oh, that's where, and I did the same thing. That's where that phrase came. I go, hey, I get it. God. Freedom's the answer. What's the question?
Mm.
That's where that came from. It was mid-90s of me asking, you know, Rick Tompkins, which was a libertarian state chair here and ran against Brown in 96. And, you know, and kind of, so we're going, look, he's hardcore anarchist kind of, you know, the I own myself or I don't. And from that kernel right there, that, you know, either I do or I do not own myself. And that's why the show is Declare Your Independence. That's what that recognizes. The only purpose of government is to defend the rights of the individual. And when they don't do that, time to alter or abolish. You're bad guys. They won't leave you alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a matter of
harass the people who eat out their substance.
Seeds. Just planting seeds, you know? It's amazing.
Seeds,
how long?
Seed.
I mean, it took me 7-8 years to really get it. And then once you get it, you look back, you go, oh my God, I can't believe it took me that long to get it. Really? It's that
if
simple?
If I can be just an add and not a subtraction. Mm. If you're not, you know, like, I mean, they'll keep asking questions. They'll get to where it's like, you damn libertarians have an answer for everything, as if that's a bad thing, you know? Mm. So I'm just going, if I can just leave them in the hour, two, three flight of the whatever that you're kind of, and you see what they're doing or working on, if they're a government employee or what they're, you know, just chit chatting, you know, what do? Kind of, you know, it gets around to where I always try and do that one thing. Well, I mean, you own yourself, right? Okay, then we're done.
Mm. Mm. Oh, but that's so Tarek, I would have looked at you like a whack if you'd said that to me. I'd be like, huh? What do you mean I own myself? Of course
well,
I do.
Either you
but
do,
you gotta get the,
or somebody else does.
Right? Yeah, it's a good start. It's a mind blower. It's like, huh? What do you mean I own myself? Of course I do. Blah, blah, blah. And they don't get the deeper...
You know, some people that I've been with this, I mean, you know, some political activists, you know, they're a Democrat. They come on, and then they go... Well, I mean, you know, in the overall society of I owe allegiance to the common of the village or something. I mean, you know, I'm going, okay, well, how's the weather? There's no sense here. I go, we might as well not fight.
Yeah.
I go, okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think? I go, no, we just disagree. Well, it's how the weather. I mean, I'll intentionally try and talk about something.
Oh,
I go,
that's funny.
Man,
that's
if you don't own yourself, I mean, you know, there's nothing for us to talk. We can just be pleasant and, you know, kind of, yeah, but, you know, oh, so then they start advocating that I belong to some collective.
Mm.
I'm not, I don't believe that. Well, don't you think that? I go, yeah, I do think. I just don't think what you think, you know? So I'm just, that's why I don't think what you think is because I think. So this, that is the core thing, cell phone. That's why I like the Philosophy of Liberty animation so much.
Mm.
And we're having Ken Schooland on next hour. You get to hang out with.
I'm excited to hear from him.
You know, so that
I got his book, Jonathan Gullible, the other day, and I'm like, you know, 3/4 of the way through that. Kind of interesting. Have you read that?
No.
Yeah,
the story. I know the story behind the story.
Yeah,
he was as a friend of his owned a radio station in Hawaii that asked him to do like 3-minute little economic because he's an economics professor at University of Hawaii something, and he did these little 3-minute. They became very popular and they eventually kind of combined into Jonathan Adventures of Jonathan Gullible.
That's the chapters.
Which you're right.
Yeah.
You know, so it became a book, and then there was a guy named Lux Luker that I can't remember his real name, but he lived in Alberta or Ontario or something in Western Canada, and he did the editing of our first radio because we didn't know what the hell we were doing. You know, we get it in MP what? I mean, you know, MP3. He would edit and convert it and that and put it up on the site because we were doing Windows Media Player files at first. Those are huge, you know, especially back in the days, you know, in 03. So he would edit them down, put them in the MP3 and make the files of it. And it was like days before each one of the shows would get up. It was a major effort. Had a guy here, Paul Schauble, a good activist friend, he would edit it down. Then he would send it to him. They'd FTP up to the idea. I mean, it was a multiple project. Seriously, you guys need to show me how to do that. I mean, I can do this. I mean, come on, you know? And eventually I got the software and I started doing it. But the he took the Adventures of Jonathan Gullible and made the Philosophy of Liberty. He's the one that did that animation. Then it got translated and then it started. And then we paid a third of $1,000. You know, there's three different groups. I think ISIL did some. I did 335 and then somebody else. And we got the Arabic translation of Philosophy of Liberty, and that's what we dumped on Tahrir Square during Arab Spring. Thousands.
That's what always blows me away. You tell these stories, and it's not like you're bragging, like, hey, look what I did. It's like, oh, here's what happened.
What you can do.
Yeah, no, it's like, here's what happened, and it's just amazing the history, the story behind the story. That's what blows my mind.
Well, I go to Ken, and I said, hey, man, how come this thing's not in Arabic? Are you kidding me? Hey, man, that's hard. Well, you do it, you know? You know, we got a guy in Moscow, you know, do it, I think, for $1,000, we can get it done. And I go, well, hell, man, I'll come up with a third of that easy. You know, they go, okay, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And then I had some Arabic, you know, guests and so on that were on. And I, you know, some of them were libertarian, some of them, I had them all kind of vet it and, you know, check it out and so on. We had a guy, Alessandro.
No cartoons Lucille. Of Muhammad in there, right?
No. Yeah. Fine hat, you know. So this is, there's a lot, you're stepping into a...
Big rabbit hole.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And I warn people, especially if they got resources, I can change the planet with a couple of thousand of... And I'm going, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And then forever will it consume you. I mean, you know, you got to be careful and have something, a project, a thing that can be fundamental that you can just be... Something.
Hey, man, what kind of world do you want your grandkids to grow up
exactly.
in? You know, that's really what it comes down to.
So I can help, you know.
Amen,
but mostly it's just to help you launch your own, you know.
Sounds good to me.
You get
that's what I'm here for.
All right. Well, that's what we'll talk about. Ken School and ISIL when we come back.